It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Monday morning flashback provided by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Well, as you were talking about, not necessarily the news. Over the weekend, it was the 20th anniversary of Texas Heritage Songwriters Association Awards. And Saturday down there at the Austin, on the campus of UT, the Moody Theater, they inducted the 2026 class into the Texas Songwriters Hall of Fame. King George Strait, Miranda Lambert, Don Cook, and the late Keith Gaddis. Now, when it comes to songwriting, of course, Miranda Lambert, she cut her teeth doing that. Almost before she started singing, Miranda will tell you she started writing songs. When it comes to Don Cook, he's responsible for like 20 chart-topping number one singles, including Brooks and Dunn's Brand New Man, written for Alabama, Charlie Pride, Conway Twitty. Late Keith Gaddis wrote a bunch of hits for Kenny Chesney and George Strait, collaborated with Willie and the like. It was a sold-out ceremony and a lot of great performances, too. Parker McCollum, Jamie Johnson, Brooks and Dunn. And George Strait was there on hand, and each of the four, including George, presented with a signature Willie Award to commemorate their impact on the genre. And I did see a lot of chatter on the post that I saw about this in the picture, specifically of Miranda and George there holding their trophies, being honored. No disputing, King George is the king. 60 number one hits. But a lot of people were asking, but did he ever really write any songs? And that was always kind of the thing with George. Of course, Dean Dillon, longtime collaborator. Well, most of course, those number one hits, or his songs overall, were written by other people. But there's actually a few more co-writes than you might expect. In fact, he teamed up with his son Bubba on quite a few. But they all pretty much happen at the later portion of his career, like last dozen or so years. In fact, George Strait actually kind of semi-laments that, saying one time, "If I have one regret in my career," George said, which has been great. It's hard to come up with a regret, but if I do, I have one that it's kind of I quit writing for years. Because starting out, George said, I loved to write. I wrote a lot. And then I just kind of got away from it. And yeah, of the last couple of years, Every Little Honky Tonk Bar, he wrote that with Dean Dillon and his son Bubba. Here for a Good Time, that was a good one.
Boom.
His 60th number one, Living for the Night, almost exclusively written by George Strait, with help from Dean and Bubba. But when it comes back to the first one that ever appeared in the liner notes on an album, you go back, well, way back to 1982, and it was never a single, so it didn't have a charting performance. But we play this one here, written by George Strait. I Can't See Texas From Here.
Now I come and go as I please.